I'm Andrew Levine, the CEO of Koinos Group, and welcome to the Koinos Group podcast. At Koinos Group, we're developing the Koinos blockchain, which will have free transfers, free accounts, and free smart contracts. These features, in combination with a number of technical innovations, will make Koinos the first programmable blockchain with no barriers to entry. And as a result, we expect it to touch every corner of the technology space. So we'll be using this podcast to share information about the project, interview members of the team, and interview people from other projects, not just in the blockchain space, but in the tech space more generally, because we're building Koinos to add value to any project, not just the ones that want to build themselves as decentralized or on a blockchain. We want Koinos to add value to every application and every developer. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about Koinos types and why they're such an important component of Koinos. At Koinos Group, we pride ourselves on being developer obsessed, which means that we want to build tools that developers love using and then use those tools to build blockchain-based applications. That's why we think it's super important for Koinos to have multi-language support. It should be fast and easy to create amazing client libraries, microservices, and smart contracts in the programming languages that developers already know and love, and it should be just as easy to update them. Koinos types is key to accomplishing all of that. As I explained in our last post, our use of Go for microservices is just one example of why it's so valuable to have multiple language support on Koinos, not just for the microservices, but for smart contracts and client libraries as well. Using Go is enabling us to build microservices better and faster than we would have had we been limited to C++, the language we use to write the blockchain framework. Different programming languages are better suited to different tasks. Multi-language support doesn't just make the platform more accessible to a larger number of developers, though it does. It also gives those developers more freedom to choose the right tool for the job so that their application can be more efficient, more secure, and more scalable. Koinos types are key to accomplishing this goal because they'll allow us to add features to Koinos and then automatically update every supported client library and programming language instantly. One of the consequences of a microservice architecture is that every service needs to communicate with one another a lot. And now we have microservices that are written in two different languages, C++ and Go. So we needed a way of converting these communications into a common language that any microservice can understand, which is where Koinos types comes in. Koinos types is a cross-language serialization framework that supports both JSON RPC and binary serialization. It's similar to Google's protobufs, except Koinos types always serializes data in the same way, which is a requirement for blockchain applications. Koinos types allows programs written in different languages to talk to one another in a simple and unified way by giving them access to the same objects, the building blocks of modern programming languages. It's also a lot higher level than RLP, a similar solution but for Ethereum, and that should make it easier and faster to develop client libraries and keep those libraries up to date with any upstream changes. Koinos types actually solves a number of problems. It helps us add multi-language support to Koinos more generally. It enables microservices to communicate with one another, and it makes it easier to develop and update client libraries. Obviously, when Koinos mainnet launches, it won't have all of the nifty tools that older blockchains have, which is why it's critical to ensure that Koinos can acquire those tools at a more rapid rate so that it can not only catch up to the older protocols, but ultimately outpace them. Koinos types are key to accomplishing that objective too. Best of all, this work serves double duty since it's necessary for adding multi-language support for smart contracts as well. That means that we're that much closer to supporting smart contracts written in Go on mainnet, as well as languages similar to Go. As you can see, building a next generation blockchain requires solving highly technical problems that few teams are even capable of assessing, let alone solving. It was only thanks to our firsthand experience working on Steam, now Hive, and Steemit, that we saw the importance of solving these specific problems and the dividends such solutions will ultimately pay. If you'd like to learn more about Koinos, head on over to koinos.io. And if you found this content interesting or informative, please follow and share. Thanks for your time.